What's going on, guys? It's your girl, Tony Talks, coming at you with another fire episode. I am putting out episodes for my health and wellness series, as you know, and I have some amazing guests with me here today. I have Chloe and Casey here with me, the owners of Wana Nauvoo Kava Bar. If you're wondering what kava is, we're about to tell you.
I feel like Oprah.
My mic sound nice.
Oh, Tony Talks is on the radio.
Check one.
My mic sound nice.
My girl Tony, stay coming with the looks. You hear me?
Check two. My mic sound nice.
Tony Talks is that girl.
Turning out without a doubt. Make no mistake, Queens is in the house. Yeah, check it out. Check it out.
Yo, you gotta be quiet. Tony Talks is on.
Chloe, Casey, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing really good today.
Really good.
Yes, I'm so happy you guys agreed to be on my show. Now, I know that people are wondering what kava is. I talk about it. I've told people about Wana Nauvoo Kava Bar before, but they probably forgot because people are forgetful. So today we're going to tell you guys what it is. But first, we want to know, when did Wana Nauvoo Kava Bar open in Fayetteville?
We officially opened up December 31st of 2022.
We were doing vendor events for a couple months before that.
Here in Fayetteville?
From Fayetteville to Raleigh, just doing different vendor
Sanford.
Events.
It's putting in that work.
Yeah, just to get the word out there and kind of get people exposed to the idea. So it wasn't just like we just showed up and, you know, and also to see the reaction people had to it. So we didn't open up a business that didn't work in vendor events.
Probably exactly.
Not
that's smart.
Brick and mortar. So, yeah.
Did you find that a lot of people didn't know about kava?
They didn't know about it, but they loved it.
Ooh, I know I did. When I heard about it, I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Especially since I'm trying to cut out a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it does not agree with my gut.
Yeah.
I think this is really great. I love the feeling that that it gives me. It's just amazing. And no, it doesn't get you drunk, but we'll talk about that too. So tell us, what is kava?
So kava is the root of a plant that comes from the South Pacific. Our variety comes from Vanuatu. But you can find kava everywhere from Hawaii and Fiji to Samoa and Tonga. It's something the folks there have been consuming for thousands of years. People drink it for recreational and ceremonial purposes in the South Pacific, Hawaii, everywhere from Polynesia. I mean, Australia and New Zealand have gotten on board with it now. So kind of just that whole world over there. And then here in America, it's an entire culture, essentially, that's been created around kava bars.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
And what people do, they take the root, they grind up in a fine powder, and you mix it with water, you strain it, that's how you drink it.
Yeah. Yeah. So some people will mix it with creamers or milk, but most traditionally, and then most kava bars just mix it with water.
I've tried kava, you guys, twice now. No, actually, this is my third time. And it has an earthy taste. It just tastes like, you know how people say, this is organic. It tastes organic.
Yeah, very earthy.
I love it a lot. How can kava be beneficial to those who consume it?
So kava, I'll say my part of it, and he definitely can speak from experience, just personal experience. I've been drinking it for almost 20 years now.
Wow.
And I like it because it helps relax me. I am a person who's definitely prone to anxiety. And so if I have a shell or two, especially because kava has what's called reverse tolerance, and I'll explain that after. But if I have a shell or two, it immediately makes me relaxed. And it's not going to say the same degree as like Prozac, for example, but it's definitely kind of in the same realm. And some people need medication, but some people don't and have the option or can like fluctuate between the two. And so I'm one of those people. I definitely like it for that reason. Most people drink kava though for what it's known to do, which is help with anxiety, stress, insomnia, just kind of chill you out.
Yeah, and it definitely does that. It definitely chills you out.
For me, I've been drinking kava maybe 7-8 years now. She introduced it to me down in Florida when we first met. I retired in the military January 2020. And my PTSD issues were getting pretty out of hand, anxiety. You know, I was always just belligerent. I was just always, like, looking around, you know. And 2021, I went for a week, had to go stay in a mental hospital.
Wow.
I was taking a lot of different medications and stuff. And when I got out, we'd already been regularly, like, drinking, not regularly, but off and on, drink kava 2 or 3 times a week just at home. We'd make it. So I decided to start drinking kava, probably about 5 to 7 shells every day. And I eventually just stopped taking a lot of medications because it helped it's not a cure-all for stress, anxiety, PTSD, but it helps you cope with the symptoms.
Ah.
It helps you, like, be more relaxed and stuff.
Helps
and
help alleviate.
Alleviate a lot of it.
Yeah. And you say that that has helped you a great deal.
100%.
Wow, that is amazing.
It's, as far as my reactions and stuff, me being very calm and stuff, it's definitely helped me with all that.
And sleeping. A bird could flap its wings outside and you can wake up. And now, I mean, you can walk into the house pretty much and walk around. And if he's had enough kava, he's not waking up.
Oh, so you're getting rest.
Yeah.
That's
good. And I also tell people, 2 years ago, there's no way I could have been working at a kava bar around big crowds of people. I get very fidgety. I get anxious.
Wow. And you couldn't even tell. Yeah, you can't tell that.
I'm completely different 180.
I love that. Wow.
Yeah. So those are the folks that we say are like our best customer. And that's why we opened up what we did.
And in the right town. You're in a military town. You guys are smart.
That's exactly. Our friends were like, why don't you go up to Cary? Go up to Raleigh. And I'm like, well, first of all, all those, the Cary doesn't, but like Raleigh, Durham, Chapel, all have a couple bar.
They do?
Yeah. Carolina, there's probably like 30 of us. There's 30 bars across the state. There's a bunch out in the mountains, and then there's a couple on the coast, and then all the biggest, like Charlotte.
See, I didn't even know that.
Greensboro has one, yeah. Greenville has, I think, two now. So each city has their own. So we said, well, we saw what it did for us. And I said, well, let's go down to Fayetteville. Like, both of us immediately were like on board with that. And we knew we wanted to be here. We're opening one in Sanford. That's just because that's where we live. And so we want Sanford to have the opportunity to be around something like this. But Fayetteville, as big as it is, I was surprised that nobody had done it yet.
Yeah.
I know.
We're kind of slow catching up.
I know. Yeah. But you know what? It's people, like, seriously, we weren't sure what the reaction was going to be. But it's been amazing here. And the folks that need it the most really are here, you know? Not to say that other people don't, but I mean, it's a military town, you know? And so, like, the people here, it's been awesome.
Yeah.
There's people like retired veterans, you know, people still active duty who did what I did in the military, and they'll come by if I'm here, and we'll sit here for 2 or 3 hours and drink a whole bucket of kava together.
I love that.
We're experiencing at home.
Yeah.
They don't want to go talk to someone else about it. They'd rather talk to someone else who's actually going through.
Yes, who can relate.
Yeah.
It makes a difference.
We'll stay here for half a day just drinking kava together, talking about our issues and what we're going through.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
The original question you asked, what are the benefits of kava?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's definitely...
That's a major benefit.
Yeah, that's a major benefit. The other side to it that I would say is, like, the folks that are sober or trying to be sober, for health benefits, for sober, for sobriety, for religious, those are the kind of people that it really helps as well. Like, folks that are sober, there's really not much you can do that doesn't include alcohol.
Exactly.
If you're trying to stay away from it because you have an addiction to it and a true problem with it, there's really not, it's hard, right? So this is
it
a
is.
Super cool, like, great alternative to just being able to get away from that and still do something in your social. Between all the events that we have and just, like, being around people that aren't, you know, drinking alcohol, it's kind of cool. So.
And the vibe and aesthetic in here is, like, really cool. It's so chill.
Yeah, thank you. We wanted it to be, like, an extension to somebody's living room or, like, a bonus room.
That's definitely what it looks like. Yeah. It feels like home.
Yeah.
Even the first time I came in here, it was very welcoming.
Yeah.
It was very welcoming. I love it so much. You said that you, Chloe, had been drinking kava for over 20 years.
Yeah.
How did you get into the kava world? How did you discover it?
A friend of mine introduced me to it. I was bartending with her. We ended up being roommates. But we were hanging out one night. And she said, I think you would really like this place that I go to. I'm like, all right, cool. So we went there. And it's the Knock is what it was called, or the Knock-a-Mall back then. It's Jeffrey Bowman who opened it in 2002 in Overton, Florida, which is where I'm from. So he opened up the first kava bar, which, like this, because there was already kava bars in Hawaii, but not like what you see here. It was just kava was sold, essentially. So the first kava bar in North America was opened up by Jeffrey Bowman in Boca Raton, Florida.
Wow.
So that's the first kava bar, and I started going there, and that was it. I've just had been around my whole life. I was around it. My adult friends that I've made, or, you know, people that I made in late teens and now as an adult, all come from that world because we all just went to the kava bar. And so I just been around it for years. And I always knew I wanted to open kava bar. I talked about it. Then I left the country for 10 years. And when I came back, is when I said, okay, I really would like to do this. And then I met him, and he was still active duty, and then there was COVID. So I'm like, you know, and then we had the mental health shit going on with him. And so we finally were like, all right, let's make this happen. So,
y'all did it.
That's
y'all put in the work and did it.
A lot of grind.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It's not, hey, have a good night. It's a lot of work. It is. But, you know.
How did you learn how to make it?
just because I've been doing it for so long.
Wow. You know? Yeah, that's it.
The recipes for all the different mocktails and drinks, that was just kind of...
We just kind of put them together. I'm like the test dummy, I tell people. She'll make a drink. Hey, try this right here. Oh, this is... don't taste right. This is too strong. Not strong enough. You just keep going with it, and then you finally get, oh, this is perfect. And then we put it up on the menu.
And then he names the drinks.
And their drinks are really good. What is the name of this one I have?
That's the Cava Fornication.
Cava Fornication. I'm sending y'all. But it's really, really good.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm chilling right now. We talked about who Cava is, what benefits Cava has for people. Is there any type of people with any type of illnesses or anything like that who shouldn't consume Cava?
I would say, yeah, if you're pregnant, breastfeeding, or just if you take medications and you're not sure if it's going to mix well, mm-hmm. just go talk to your doctor first. That's what we tell people. We have people all the time that come in and say, hey, I'm taking X, Y, and Z. We're like, hey, well, we're not, you know, medical experts.
Yeah.
We can't legally be like, yeah, that's sure. So we just refer people back to the doctor if you have any concern at all. That and then pregnant and breastfeeding, I only say it's not that you can't drink it, it's just that historically Cava was consumed by men. And so now, as you know, we're in 2024, women are starting to drink. Oh, here in America, women drink it. In the islands, though, women just now are starting to drink it. And even in some
and
places,
they don't know
women,
how it...
they don't know how it affects them. So there's no history with it. So we don't know whether it's good or bad. Do I know people that did consume it pregnant? Yeah, I know people that did. I know people that also drank alcohol. So
right.
You know, like, I mean... or smoke cigarettes. Like, there's things that people still do if they're pregnant or breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. A good rule of thumb is probably to stay away from it. Or, you know,
it's smart.
Yeah, or talk to your doctor if you feel like it's something you have to do. Go talk to your doctor, you know. But usually, like, when we've had pregnant women here, we just, you know, explain that we're not comfortable serving. And
oh, that's smart.
Yeah. Just because it's...
because they could definitely be like, oh, well, she said I could.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's a whole nother situation.
Dive into the direction of life.
Right.
We have lots of drinks, and all the mocktails we have can be made as virgin drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you can't have something that tastes
like, here's a Gatorade.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't need to have water,
wanna,
you know?
If you want, like, say, a horchata, we just do the horchata, but we just leave the Cava.
Yeah, we make
okay.
it virgin. Yeah, all the drinks can be made as virgin drinks.
See?
So, yeah.
Everyone can drink here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, not if you want alcohol. Go somewhere else. I am, like I said before, I'm sitting here drinking this drink, and I've had Cava before, and I just feel really relaxed and really, really chill. Now, we talked about how Cava doesn't have any alcohol in it or anything like that, but is there a such thing as getting Cava drunk or Cava tipsy?
We call it getting boulad.
Ooh!
So, some people say getting rooted now. Somebody else told me there's a new
getting
plant.
Rooted.
Getting
I like
rooted
that one.
It's the root of a plant.
Love it.
And then some folks just told, somebody said out of Florida, they're calling it getting muddy. Out of St. Pete, Tampa Bay area, they're calling getting muddy. So, but definitely it's boulad. You get boulad. And that's definitely a thing.
I love that.
I'm not going to say you can't. You can drink enough Cava just like any other substance. You can drink enough that you shouldn't drive. It takes a lot. It takes a lot to get to that point.
So maybe that whole bucket.
Yeah.
You have to,
before you can drive. It takes a lot.
We're talking like 30, 40 shells. Most people only drink like 8, maybe 10 shells of Cava.
Yeah.
And you still can drive.
Yeah, it takes a lot of Cava. But you can definitely, what's called getting boulad, where you're just like super chill. And then there's zero fucks given. That's kind of the way I explain it to people. If you want zero fucks to give, just drink a lot of Cava. Yeah, that's pretty much the
gist. What did you say about how you're driving down the road with someone?
Yeah, you know when you're driving down the road and somebody cuts you off, and normally your typical reaction is like to get pissed off.
Yeah.
You know, you're like just kind of disgruntled for that moment in time. If you had enough Cava, somebody cuts you off, you're like, well, come on in, you back up. Like slow down, let them in, wave at them, you know.
Yes, that's the kind of time I need to be on
because
I'm still yelling.
Yeah, so that's exactly. So that's kind of the way that you get. And we always like to tell people, like, the drinks we have here are mood altering. They're not mind altering.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of the drinks we have here, which
all these slogans. This is amazing.
And so we definitely have some of the other drinks which are not Cava. So, you know, Delta 9 infused beverages.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. If you do get too high, you can't drive. Okay, cool. You sit down on the couch, chill with our dog, and just like relax, you know? But that's really, I would say it's the Delta 8, Delta 9, the cannabis stuff that you can drink too much of and then become unable to drive.
Gotcha.
Everything else makes you it affects your mood more than anything else.
So, I love it. Like I said, this place is so cool to me. The vibe is great. The owners, Chloe and Casey, you guys are amazing. And I just want everybody to come here. I think it's so cool. I want you guys to tell the people, how can they support you? How can we support your business?
Just if you've been here before, telling other people.
Yeah.
You know, sharing stuff on social media. Coming in and experiencing it. I think there's a lot of hesitation or misinformation, or lack of understanding, lack of education with the products we sell. And so, like, understanding, coming in and talking to us.
Yeah.
You know, everything we sell is third-party tested. And we make sure that, like, certain dosages of certain products, there's, like, you know, we have limits to what we sell and how much we serve. And just, you know, ask, and then you're able to be educated so you can educate other people.
We have, like, lots of safety protocols in place for everything.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's it. Just coming here and coming to events or sharing that stuff on social media if you're not able to make it.
Just come in and give it a try. You know, we give the whole speech, explain everything to you.
And they do.
Yeah. We have a whole speech so people understand what's going on.
You know exactly what you're drinking, where it comes from, what it's made of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine coming to this bar and we don't explain it.
And I'd be so lost.
Yeah, you'd be like freaking out if you're drinking something, your mouth goes numb. You're like,
right.
What's going on, you know?
Like, I'm allergic.
Yeah. So we have a whole entire kind of way to explain things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it. Really, just, I don't know, what would you say, right? Just like sharing stuff on social media and talking about things. Yeah.
Share your social media handles.
We're on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Twitter, or X. That's crazy, the new name.
Right, Twitter, hate it.
What else are we on? I think we're on like all the social media platforms.
Okay,
so
doing it.
Wananabu Kava for most of them, and then Wananabu Kava Bar Fayetteville for Facebook and Instagram. And I did that because I separated Facebook and Instagram accounts for Sanford and Fayetteville.
Got you.
Just because those are the two more commonly used ones, and just to make it easier for folks to kind of find us or whatever. But yeah.
So we told you all about Kava. Chloe and Casey told you all about Kava, and I'm telling you all that it's really great. I love the vibe, the atmosphere, the drinks are great. The shells is an experience. You have to come in and do the whole experience with the shell. I started this health and wellness series because I shared with you, Chloe, before that I was diagnosed with with hyperthyroid and Graves' disease. And with that, I do experience insomnia a lot. And so I know that I wanted this place because I remember it being told to me before that it helps with that. So I want this to kind of be like a regular spot for me because I'm trying to cut out alcohol. It doesn't agree with my body. So I think this is really great. And I feel like other people who might experience the same things, this would be beneficial for them as well. So I really appreciate you guys sitting down with me and telling people, educating people about it because I think it's really helpful.
It's funny you said that you remembered somebody saying something about insomnia. When we give our speech, it's quite long and detailed, and most people, you know, they don't hear everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason we give it is because of those keywords. We go down.
Yes.
We just give keywords for each.
They'll remember about the speech.
Yeah, and for each substance or tea or whatever, each drink has a different medicinal, you know, property to it, and so we do that so that way. You know, 2 months down the road, 3 months, a year down, whatever, you'd be like, oh yeah, I remember that they said that word, and you can come back and ask about it. And
exactly.
So that way people are comfortable, they understand that we know what we're doing, our folks know that they've been trained well enough to understand what they're selling as well, and then so you can say, hey, I have X, Y, and Z, but I want it to taste like this, or I want it to be like that, and everything's handcrafted here, so we can.
And you guys did that with my drink. It tastes so good. It's earthy and fruity. It's so good. If you're wondering, or if you're thinking about trying Kava, one lucky person is actually going to get a chance to win a Wananabu Kava Bar gift certificate for the amount of
$50.
Now that's plenty of money to come in and try actually more than one drink.
Oh yeah, you can probably go a couple times with that. And definitely
yeah.
A whole lot.
Well,
yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. We're going to let you guys know how you can win this gift certificate. But what you have to do is follow both Wananabu Kava Bar on Instagram and follow Tony Talks, and we're going to let you guys know how you can win that gift certificate. But you gotta keep up with us, and you gotta follow our pages. And y'all about to drink some kava. Thank you, Chloe and Casey, for sitting down with me. I really enjoyed this episode.
Thank you for coming out. Really.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
All right, Tony Talks fam, we out. Peace.